From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The British government has opened all British airports, including the busiest airport in Europe, London's Heathrow, a day after many airports in continental Europe had opened for business once again. We get details from NPR's Rob Gifford.
This brings Britain more into line with continental European airports, many of which had already spent Tuesday ramping up their own first day of departures and arrivals since the volcanic ash closed many airports last Thursday. Cheers and applause broke out on board flights as they took off from Paris, Amsterdam, and elsewhere. But the travel chaos is far from over. With more than 95,000 flights cancelled in the last week alone, airlines now face the enormous task of working through the backlog of passengers. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
New forecast from the International Monetary Fund says a quicker-than-expected recovery of the global economy could mean far fewer losses than anticipated, perhaps in the billions of dollars. The IMF in its latest forecast in terms of global bank losses is now expecting them to total around $2.3 trillion, a huge number, but down $533 billion from a previous estimate in October. Testifying on Capitol Hill today, the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission told lawmakers her agency is looking into accounting procedures at Lehman Brothers in place prior to that firm's collapse. The focus of today's hearing was on events that led up to Lehman's collapse in September of 2008, the largest corporate bankruptcy in U.S. history. Among those testifying, former Lehman CEO Richard Fold.
I'm very much aware that one day we had a firm, the next day we did not. And a lot of people got hurt by that. And I have to live with that.
Securities regulators are looking at Lehman's use of a specific accounting provision and also examining the truthfulness of public disclosures. The SEC has sent letters to the heads of 19 of the country's biggest banks asking whether they are employing similar strategies. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner told lawmakers today an overhaul of financial regulations would help to limit the damage from future Wall Street failures. NPR Scott Horsley reports.
Geithner testified before the House Financial Services Committee, which is investigating the collapse of Lehman Brothers in the fall of 2008. The Treasury Secretary says failures are inevitable, but the overhaul Democrats are pushing would limit the fallout, with more supervision, transparency, and government authority to break up firms when they threaten a wider collapse.
We need a system in which regulators can act preemptively to protect, not be left to simply come in after the fact to clean up the mess.
The administration needs at least some Republican support to move the overhaul through the Senate. Geithner has been courting GOP senators, but has yet to win any converts. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Stronger than expected earnings numbers from Wall Street investment bank Goldman Sachs sent stocks higher. The Dow rose 25 points today, closing at 11,117. The Nasdaq gained 20 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up 9 points today. This is NPR. An incident in which NATO troops fired on a vehicle last night in Afghanistan is heightening tensions there. Officials say the incident in Kabul took place as troops opened fire on a vehicle that was approaching their convoy in eastern Afghanistan, killing 4 unarmed Afghans. NATO says 2 of those killed were later identified as known insurgents, but Afghan President Hamid Karzai says all those killed were civilians, including a 12-year-old boy. In low- and middle-income countries, children born to a mother who is short of stature face greater health risks. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports less than an inch in the mother's height can affect the child's chances for survival.
The height of the mother may reflect the state of her health and previous generations in her family. Now, population health surveys from 54 low- and middle-income countries show just how connected a mother's height is to a child's health. In this week's Journal of the American Medical Association, researchers examined more than 2.5 million children born to mothers who were 5'3" or shorter. If the mother was just 1 centimeter taller, the child was less likely to be underweight or stunted. The lower the height, the greater the risk of dying, especially for newborns and children under a year old. Researchers say a woman's short stature could mean that she is not able to provide nutrients as the child develops in the womb, diverting the child away from growth. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
Food and Drug Administration is concerned Americans have too much salt in their diets, and as a result, it will embark on a campaign aimed at lowering the amount of salt manufacturers place in the foods they market. Moved by the FDA comes amid concerns by the Institute of Medicine the average American may be taking in twice the recommended amount of salt on a daily basis. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.